I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's the Memorial Day weekend, and as part of the observances, the 10th annual Troops in the Spotlight will again take place for 24 hours at the Kmart Plaza in Hyannis.
It starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and then it goes through noon on Monday, so a little longer than 24 hours. And the centerpiece of the event is that members of the armed services, four at a time, they are standing at rigid attention on the stage, and they change hourly to keep the stage full for 24 hours. And they do a changing of the guard ceremony each hour when they do that. And they're there to just kind of pay tribute to the veterans and wounded warriors, as well as the families of people who have died or who are currently deployed, just to keep the military in everybody's minds. That's even through the early morning hours, and they've got a spotlight that's going to be shining on them. So that's always a very moving sight. Besides the service people standing on the stage, there's going to be all kinds of other things to see and do for the weekend. There's an 80-foot-long memorial wall for U.S. military killed in Iraq and Afghanistan that was put together by the Yarmouth Moose Lodge. There's going to be military vehicles and equipment on display and demonstrations. They've got food there, canine demonstrations, go-kart races, and there's a kids' tent to bring them over and do face painting, scavenger hunt, and that type of thing.
Kathy, John Philip Sousa's marches are popular for the holiday, and the Cape Cod Concert Band is honoring Sousa with a special program. Tell us about this.
Well, a lot of people don't know that Sousa was a band conductor in the early part of the 20th century, and he really conducted more orchestra-style concerts. And the marches that he's really well known for, like the Stars and Stripes Forever and the Washington Post March, were actually encores to those concerts. But that's the kind of concert that the Cape Cod Concert Band is going to recreate on Sunday afternoon at the John Paul II High School Auditorium in Hyannis. And John Hagen, who is their conductor, who's a huge Sousa fan, he's going to be dressing in a costume that he actually commissioned based on period photographs to turn him into John Philip Sousa. And he has done this for close to 70 Sousa concerts with various bands around the world, and really wants to keep this tradition alive and get the word out about this type of concert. So it's actually called John Philip Sousa Lives, and you could see the regular type of concert that used to be done a century ago.
Wellfleet Preservation Hall is hosting its popular birdhouse auction on Saturday, but these are not your typical birdhouses.
No, not at all. If anybody has seen them, this is the seventh year that they've done this. And it's starting Saturday from 4 to 6 with a silent auction and preview, and then a live auction starting at 6. And all of the birdhouses, as well as garden-inspired art, has been created by local artists and woodworkers and community members from recycled materials. A lot of the material actually came from the building when it was renovated into Wellfleet Preservation Hall. It started as a fundraiser 7 years ago to restore the building, and now the proceeds from the event support the programming that goes on there, and they have a lot that happens there. Artists that have signed up to create work this year include Ellen LeBeau, Lauren Wolk, Lorraine LaPointe, Paul Suggs, Rosalie Netto, and Adam Peck, and a lot more.
And Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater kicks off its 30th anniversary season this weekend with the world premiere of a play starring a character you wouldn't expect to see on stage.
Now, this play is called The Trials of Gertrude Moody, and as you said, it's a world premiere. And the company always has a reputation for somewhat adventurous theater. And so the title character, the Gertrude Moody, is actually a 400-year-old orphaned parrot. And this parrot apparently becomes a fashion designer sometime along in this story. So I don't know how it goes, but it's worth going to try to see. But there's no like kind of feathery costume or anything. This is all done by three actors playing multiple parts, but they do have some puppets involved, shadow play, and it's a comedy, so they're trying a lot of different ways to get a laugh. But it's also, the director's also told me that the comedy, and the parrot actually, is used to comment on human issues and human stories, and so they're trying to have a good time, but also make people think a little bit.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links, along with audio of this conversation, at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.